Hey, good morning, folks. Today is the 8th. This is a chart review. This is on Deerbrook Hospital, and that's D-E-E-R-B-R-O-O-K. It's Dr. Adedapo, A, Apple, D, David, E, Elephant, D, Apple, A, D, David, A, Apple, P-O. So it's A-D-E-D-A-P-O, first patient. H-L, 51-year-old woman with red swelling and redness and swelling in her groin and axilla. Patients noted to have microabscesses. Blood sugar was 384. Given insulin, went down to 275. White count was 17.9. Treated with clindamycin and Toradol at home and metformin for blood sugar. This is the first time I've seen. It's very rarely that an ER doctor rechecks blood sugar. That was impressive. Patient did not answer the phone. Put rechecks blood sugar after giving insulin, which should be done, but it was impressive. Next patient is KS, 46-year-old woman, broken toenail, nail avulsion noted, nail was removed, treated with Augmentin, x-rays were negative, patient was happy with Dr. A. Next patient is SR, 74-year-old man, numbness in the left arm, hypertension, patient had cardiac workup, BNP, CT, of the head, no atrial fibrillation, treated with clonidine, aspirin, nitroglycerin, and Toradol, sent to Herman Memorial for further care. Patient did not answer his phone. Appropriate workup and transfer. Next patient is KA, 24-year-old 24-year-old woman seen with back pain, vital signs stable, urinalysis negative, HCG negative, treated with Toradol and Flexeril. Reading the chart, it was more of a flank pain as opposed to back pain, and that's why Dr. A did not do x-rays. Usually he does CTs for low back pains anyway. I left a message for patient to call me back. Next patient. PC is a 49-year-old woman seen with pelvic pain, heavy bleeding, CBC, CMP negative, PTPTT stable, ultrasound shows large fibroid thickening in the endometrial lining. Patient referred to OB-GYN. With no further testing. And for the treatment, patient's blood pressure was 106 over 60, and no pulse was recorded, which is interesting for someone who's bleeding. I left a message for the patient to call me back. Next patient is CM, 43-year-old woman with low back pain. Patient had CBC, CMP, urinalysis, blood sugar slightly elevated. X-ray shows L5-S1 spondylosis. Patient has a small kidney stone. Sent home with metformin and Toradol. Spoke to patient's family member. They said she's doing much better, and they did not voice any complaints regarding her visit. Next patient is MG, 20-year-old, seen with pain in the groin area with history of herpes. Was seen a few days ago, never filled his prescription. He was given acyclovir again and Toradol in the emergency room. Patient states that everything went well, and I asked him to please get his medication this time. He says he will do so since he's having pain. He was happy with the care. Next patient is CV, is a 35-year-old woman seen with blood in the urine, urinalysis negative, HCG negative, STD panel done. Sent home with pyridium, awaiting STD panel. Bad number was left in the emergency room. IC, next patient. IC, 60-year-old woman seen with nausea, dizziness, fever, chest x-ray negative, vital stable, exam negative, swabs negative, diagnosed with viremia. Patients did not leave a phone number in the emergency room. Next patient is AJ, 74-year-old woman with vomiting, fever, body aches, weakness. Blood pressure was 150 over 96. She had a totally negative chemistry, D-dimer, CBC, urinalysis, TSH, and the swab testing. Chest x-ray was negative as well. Patient was sent home. I was looking for possible admission observation in this patient, but there was nothing really to observe her for. All her symptoms had resolved. She did have a history of COVID previously, but her COVID test was negative at this time, and there was no evidence of high specific gravity or exam consistent with volume depletion. Patient did not answer her phone, but I left a message for her to call me back. Next patient is ZS, is a 4-year-old child seen with ear infection, diagnosed with otitis media, treated with Motrin and Amoxil. Mom was very happy with Dr. A. Next patient is SD, is a 72-year-old woman seen with hemorrhoids and diarrhea. Patient blood pressure was 160 over 92, but she refused all workup, including a rectal exam. No treatments were provided for the patient since no workup was done. She did not answer the phone as why she did not have any workup done, but she did have an answering machine. I left a message for her. Next patient is SM, is a 41-year-old woman, complains of rape, but patient refused a rape exam or any type of workup. The detail is written in the chart. I won't go into it, but there wasn't much. There was a consensual act, but I can say it was a consensual act that she felt bad about. Nevertheless, she refused workup, did not want to call the police, and left. And she did not answer the phone. I was wanting to see how they handle a rape case, but she definitely did not fit the criteria. Next patient is TB, is a 67-year-old woman with headache, stomach pain, body ache. Blood pressure was elevated initially, but came down. Patient had amphetamine and benzodiazepines in her tox screen, CBC, CMP, head CT negative. Treated for hypertension, URI, headache, swab tests were negative. Sent home with hydrochlorothiazide, prednisone, lisinopril, and Toradol. I left a message for Miss TB. Next patient is CM, is a 60-year-old woman seen with body ache because she fell at work. She had x-rays of her knee, back, C-spine, L-spine, treated with Toradol. Blood pressure initially elevated, but came down. During the emergency room stay, she was happy with the care and is doing better to the point that she didn't even fill her prescription. She says she's doing better with the medication in the ER that she didn't even have to fill her prescription, she says. J.A. is a 31-year-old male with a swollen finger, crush injury, required digital block and nail trephining, treated with Rocephin, x-rays negative, sent home with Augmentin. Toradol, very happy with the care, is going back tomorrow to have the dressing removed for re-exam. Sent home with Augmentin, Toradol. I said that right. Okay. Next patient is C.W., 81-year-old woman with a cat bite. Treated aggressively with Rocephin, wound care, Toradol in the emergency room, and sent home with Augmentin and Toradol. Left message for our patients. Next patient is TR, is a 30-year-old male with twisted ankle. X-rays were negative, diagnosed with sprain, treated with Toradol, Norflex in the emergency room, sent home with Flexrail, Toradol. Doing well, using crutches, till sees the specialist for recheck, and was happy with Dr. Adenopoulos. He said he was very professional. Next patient is AA, 77-year-old woman or male seen with sore throat, swab test negative, chest x-ray negative, diagnosed with bronchitis, pharyngitis, treated with Z-Pak, Medrol, Dospac, Tessalon, Pearls, and Pro-Air. Next person is KF, 54-year-old woman with low back pain. CT of L-spine negative. Abdomen CT showed, CT of the L-spine was negative for any fracture, but it did show kidney stone treated with Flexerium, Toradol, and sent home. Patient is having some twinges of pain, she states, and she's going to see her PCP today for further care. The kidney stone was not obstructive. Thank you.